You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this, 12th day of June. On the phone line is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises. Good afternoon to you finally, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Todd.
All right. So have you turned the corner yet? Are you ready to give up on the bullish side of the market, or at least the friendly side of the market?
No, I don't think so. We still got a long ways to go before the crop is made and put in the bin. The market, I think, has done a pretty good job of discounting the upper end yield potential. I know we, continue to make new lows here today, but we were able to bounce back and close higher. So this 440 area seems to be pretty good support. We'll see whether or not we can get any follow through tomorrow, on this little higher close here. We're back down to, where we were there in January. Actually, I think, this is bullish in a sense, is because we're actually continuing to buy demand. A higher price would give people reasons to not use as much corn, and I think with prices down at these levels, this is kind of just laying the foundation to be bullish longer term. I was kind of in the camp that we would probably come down for a major low in 15, but I think if we don't do any big moves to the upside this year, then 15 is not going to have, 15 is going to be a fairly solid year because it's going to have a much stronger demand base under the corn market. And so if you go over and take a look at crude oil, I know it's due to the unrest that we're seeing in Iraq, probably the whole Middle East, who knows what happens, but the crude oil is breaking out of a big pennant formation on the monthly chart, and that would imply that the upside target anyway on crude oil could be something like $135 or $140. And I think if that would occur, that would probably maybe put some pressure on EPA to open up the gates a little bit on ethanol. I guess I got to stay friendly for at least in the near term and see how this summer weather pattern unfolds. You still there?
I am still here.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
Wanting to check and see what you think about the drop in the bean market for the day then.
Well, I think the beans were very vulnerable to a decline. These front months where we've been messing around for the last 2 weeks with this unwinding of or the movement of the July longs to a more distant contract with these index funds. I think today was maybe the last day of the Goldman roll. At least that's the information I received. But the Goldman roll has been going on here for about a week. Prior to that, it was the Jimmy Rogers roll. I think this index deal is pretty well complete, and that should begin to stabilize all of these markets. And but the big thing is, of course, the weather pattern is somewhat very favorable for crop prospects, and the trade is pricing that in. But the main report still lies ahead of us. Yesterday's report didn't show anything shocking. I don't think anybody really expected it to show anything shocking. But I think the June 30th report, I think it's going to show less corn acres and more bean acres. And I think it could show smaller than expected corn and soybean stocks. So I do think there's some volatility ahead of us once we hit that June 30th report. And like I said, I'm in Illinois here this week. The crops look good. I got to give them that. But for middle part of June, they're not very far along, at least in this northern half of Illinois. And it looks like we got a long ways to go before that crop starts and tassels and developing in a year. So there's a long ways to go yet.
You've been a watcher of the marketplace, not just the commodity markets, but all kinds of markets for a very long time. You mentioned the crude oil. I was listening to a report this morning that said Wall Street seemed as if they weren't frightened of anything at this point, which made a few people frightened just the fact that it was so calm. And I'm wondering if you are concerned more broadly about the global markets.
Well, I think economically everything's still on generally fragile soils or very thin ice. And any kind of big shock to the system, like a big run-up, a big spike run-up in crude oil prices, I think could probably tip the scales pretty quickly economically. I mean, we're very fragile, at least if the government statistics mean anything. But the Dow did, at least what I see here, down 100 points or so. But, yeah, that crude oil, if things would continue to deteriorate in the Mideast, that could be a real potential killer of the economy. My oil buddies in Texas, of course, they're just tickled to death with this rise in crude oil because they're just fracking oil as quickly as they can get it fracked, and these are very, very profitable levels for them. So if you look at your energy stocks, your energy companies, they're all just making a killing in here. And like I said, maybe the good thing about a big run-up in crude oil prices may help us out over on the ethanol front.
Anything else to add before I let you go for the day?
Oh, that's all I see.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Bye.
Dan Zwicker, of course, is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to stay with us if you can in the second half hour of the program, which normally wouldn't be there, but is a special extended edition of the program today. We'll talk with Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates. He'll receive an honor this evening from Parkland Community College. He is their Entrepreneur of the Year. I had a discussion with him earlier in the week about how he got started and all of the Westchester Group lore and history and some things he's doing now and what he thinks about the price of land, too, and what you ought to do with it. It all comes up in the second half hour of our program, so stay with us. Murray Wise will air that at 2:36. Of course, it'll be on our website at willag.org not long after the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon.